On today's show, Tesla and General Motors are burning through EV tax credits. French supplier Forcia figures out a way to cut weight using acoustics, and Mercedes prepares for the zombie apocalypse. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 16th of 2016. The diesel emission scandal could cost Volkswagen billions, but that's not preventing the company from investing heavily in the Chinese market. VW will invest $4.5 billion this year in China on new CUV and plug-in models, and it sure needs them. Last year, VW sales in China fell behind General Motors, mainly because it did not have enough crossovers in its lineup. Japanese automakers could see their profits under pressure by the strong surge in the yen. The yen is up more than 9% from its lows last summer. According to the securities firm TIW, every time the Japanese currency strengthens by 1 yen versus the dollar, Toyota's profits drops by about $351 million, and the currency is up by 10 yen. And a couple of production updates here that we find kind of interesting. Auto Forecast Solutions is reporting that production of the Chevrolet Bolt will begin in November of this year at GM's Orion plant in Michigan. The German magazine Automobile Production is reporting the Opel Ampera E will also be built in that plant and exported to Europe. Auto Forecast Solutions also reports that Honda will begin production of the new HR-V this November at its plant in East Liberty, Ohio. Could GM and Tesla run out of EV tax credits just when they need them most? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Uh-oh. Could the success that Tesla and General Motors are having selling plug-ins right now come back to haunt them? Sure looks that way, and it all has to do with IRC 30D. That's the section of the tax code from the Internal Revenue Service that has to do with tax credits for plug-in vehicles in the American market. IRC 30D stipulates that those tax credits phase out once a car company sells a cumulative 200,000 plug-in vehicles since 2010. By the end of this year, General Motors will have sold about 96,000 Chevy Volts and Sparks and Cadillac ELRs. Tesla will have sold about 90,000 of its Model S and X. So that means the first 100,000 or so buyers of the Chevy Bolt and Tesla Model 3 will be eligible for a $7,500 tax credit. After that, tough cookies. You know, if I were Ford or Honda, I'd plan the introduction of my affordable EV to hit the showrooms, just as GM's and Tesla's credits expire. And if I were looking for a vehicle to get through the zombie apocalypse, Mercedes probably just made my top five list. The concept is based on the Sprinter cab chassis and is called the Sprinter Extreme. It was upfitted by Rentec and features a custom roof rack and brush guard and custom rear fenders to provide clearance for the G-Class-inspired beadlock wheels and massive off-road tires. With a suspension lift, the Sprinter Extreme stands over 95 inches tall and is over 20 feet from end to end. While most of those things would need to be upfitted in the aftermarket, the ScatoMax Tripper bed is already available to customers through the Mercedes Master Upfitter program. And coming up next, a supplier company has come up with a way to cut weight out of a vehicle just by changing the acoustics of the exhaust.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Well, Nissan decided to have a little fun with its self-parking technology and applied the theory to an everyday work environment, office chairs. With the simple clap of the hands, one, two, or even a room full of chairs will gracefully park themselves back under the desk where they belong. And what a fun idea. Now if we could only apply this to the loaf of bread my wife yells at me for leaving out all the time. You know, we're seeing automakers sweat out vehicle weight all the way down to the ounce, all in an effort to meet more stringent fuel economy standards. So anytime you can talk about cutting pounds out of a vehicle, car companies are ready to listen. Here's a solution supplier company Forcia is working on to trim down the weight of an exhaust system.
Another game-changing innovation from Forcia is resonance-free pipe. Resonance-free pipe has been invented because much of the tuning volume in an exhaust system is dedicated to canceling out resonances of pipes. So this is sound that didn't actually come from the engine, but is actually reinforced by the lengths of the pipes in the system. When you set up a resonance in a pipe, it actually reinforces a tone. And that tone with which the pipe is sympathetic becomes louder as the engine passes through that frequency every time you run through the engine speeds. Normally, we would have to use a resonator like this, weighing 5, 6, maybe even 8 pounds in the system to cancel out that resonance. This is an unnecessary use of space and mass that we've elegantly solved with what we call resonance-free pipe. Resonance-free pipe cleverly places a patch precisely on the pipe that cancels out the resonance of that pipe without the mass and space consumed by a resonator. For the OEM, space under the car is becoming more and more precious. And when you have to place a resonator in just the right place underneath the vehicle in order to get the acoustics to be right, that can be very inconvenient from a packaging standpoint. What's really great about resonance-free pipe is that when we place these patches, they take up no space under the vehicle. They just go on the pipe wherever they need to go, and it doesn't become a huge packaging problem for the customer. In today's automotive industry, in order to meet CAFE, it needs to be a combination of more efficient powertrains and mass reduction for the vehicle. And the exhaust system is not a small part of the car. It actually makes up, in some cases, 3 to 4% of the overall vehicle mass. This allows us to avoid putting another 5, 6, 8 pounds of mass on the vehicle by adding the resonator. And so we can have the opportunity to make quite a contribution to that mass reduction that the automakers are looking for.
Pretty cool stuff. And Forcia says the resonance-free pipe can be used in any light-duty vehicle. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for making Autoline part of your day.